Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is March 9, 2021, and this is Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. We do this every couple of months, and it is one of our most very intense events. So what do we do in Shamanic Awakening Ceremony? This is an event where we go deep on healing. The main focus of this is the healing section, where we'll spend a lot of time on two very potent healing songs, and they are specifically designed to bring up all that heavy stuff that's burdening you down and blocking your light, and in potentially a very intense way, flush that out or transmute it to love and light. And so you would only want to do this event if you're ready to experience some pretty intense clearing, some pretty strong shadow work, in order to get to the light faster. Of course, one of my core ideologies is that we awaken faster when we do our shadow work more intensely and more effectively. So that's what this ceremony does. It's for those hardcore people who want to go deep into intensity in order to flush the stuff up quicker and heal it faster. So how are we going to do it? We'll start, as usual, with calling in the usual allies and setting the usual container. Then we will go into the four-part awakening cycle, but the second piece of it is going to be the invocation for healing. And then I'm going to, as I said, do these two long songs. And these healing things can go on for a while. I mean, the healing section can easily go 45 minutes with just two songs. So this is for settling into and really going deep. Then when that healing round is done, then we'll actually go into embodied awakening out of body. We'll actually merge fully with the higher self in its own level, and then call it into the body as we usually do. And after that, we'll maybe do another invocation to lock it in and then wrap it up. Well, of course, as always, we'll have time at the end for feedback or questions and stuff like that. This event can take as long as 2 hours. More recently, it's been more like, you know, an hour and a half or an hour and 45 minutes. It'll just go as long as it goes. Please type in the chat window if anything goes awry. And I've done what I can to make the technology good. Our next event next week is going to have, I'll have a whole new router and a whole new internet extender. And hopefully that will solve our recent issues with internet connectivity. So we're working on it. All right, so that's it. So let's dive in. I invite you now to relax, get ready, and I will set the container. Oh, as always, the two usual requests, please do only this if you're doing it. Again, it may take up to 2 hours. Please do not multitask and do anything else while you're doing this. If you cannot give it your full attention, then please wait. And if you're a member, you can come into the archive later when I've posted it and do it as a recorded event. It'll be just as juicy. And if you must depart before we're done, then please ask the allies to slip you out and ease you out of the container. However, if possible, wait at least until the healing part is over. You may have a desire to get out because it's just getting so intense. You want to exit and get out of the intensity. If that is why you're leaving, it's actually better to stay, because in the safe container we're in is the best scenario in which to work through and clear that stuff. If you get halfway into it and it becomes uncomfortable and you say, I don't want to do this, if you leave, then you're actually worse off because you've got all this stuff stirred up and halfway out, and then you leave and it stays, and it can get even more problematic if you get, you know, heavy stuff halfway stirred up and then not fully cleared. So if at all possible, stay with the process until the end, and you'll have a much better outcome in terms of, you know, actually fully clearing whatever challenging stuff got stirred up. Again, this is for the serious clearing enthusiast. All right, so that's all the preamble. Let's dive in. Please close your eyes and relax and get comfortable. Any position you want to be in is fine, as long as you are alert and are in a comfortable position. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wirakota. Chan Inti Qui Ti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca and San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan. I call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call all other ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. And I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Hedgehog. I call the higher selves of Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Thisa, Moo, West. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a sacred circle around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, nice container. Okay, to begin our process, let's begin with an invocation for maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So I invite you to repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Speaking to your higher self, please say the following. Maximum divine consciousness and high vibration energy that serves highest good, please. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Now release the words, relax, and just become passive. And I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the energy. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavati Sameta Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Shri Bhagavate Namaha Om So feel the enhanced peacefulness. So what we've done here is created a nice foundation, lit up your energy nice and strong. So now we're going to transition into the main part of our work tonight, the healing section. Again, we're going to spend quite a bit of time on this. It may be really intense. It will not be too intense. Your divine will not allow you to be overwhelmed. So I recommend as we go into this, just feel the intensity wherever it is. And we'll be doing the healing invocation as part of this. And just continue holding awareness wherever the challenging energy is in your body, whether it's emotional, physical, or both. That'll show the divine where to go. Use the minimum amount of energy needed to hold awareness and fully experience the challenge. You can play with a little more and a little less effort. Find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to fully experience the sensation. Thoughts and emotions may be swirling around. Forgive me, thoughts and images may be swirling around, and that's fine, but don't focus on them. Let them do their thing. You keep your attention on sensation, please, and that'll give you the best outcome. All right. Okay, I'm going to adjust the volume, and we'll now go to some drumming. Just again, actually, we'll start with that healing invocation. So please repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Good. Let the words go and rest in sensation as I just described.
Shiva, Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya, 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 Shiva, Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya.
Archangel Michael. Shivaya. Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Om Namah Shivaya, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya, Mother Mary.
right. Continue resting in awareness of whatever stirred up or whatever energy you're feeling. I'm going to step away for just a moment for a super quick bathroom break. I'm going to be holding the energetic space as I do this, so only my physical body will be absent. Continue resting in your current state, and I'll come back and get the next process started. Okay. The next song is designed to clear heavy energies off you and entities in specific. You may already have felt a lot of heavy energy draining from you in clearing processes such as the one we're doing. Heavy energy tends to flush out through the hands and the feet. It may leave other ways as well. It may transmute to love and light and stay within you. The divine will do whatever serves you best. So most of us humans carry around, well, we all carry around ecosystems of beings of energy, similar to how we carry a bunch of bacteria in our guts that allow us to digest. We have a sort of harmonious relationship with other beings, and we all help each other out. In the same way, we have an ecosystem of beings of energy around us. Some are of high vibration and benevolent intent. They're really beautiful, high beings, and we're very blessed to have them around. And some of those beings are of low vibration and malicious intent. And those we're not so lucky to have around. So what this process involves is I'm going to have a chat with those low vibration beings and give them a chance to leave voluntarily. And we'll give them every chance to do that. And then once I've felt that all the ones that are going to leave will leave, then we'll do a song to transmute the remaining ones to love and light the best we can. So that's to you humans. So you humans just sit and relax and just feel energy moving. Or if you don't feel energy, just rest in breath awareness. And I'm going to have a chat with any dark beings that are hanging around in your field, starting now. I now address any beings of low vibration or malevolent intent anywhere in the bodies or energy fields of the humans hearing my voice. Dark beings, thank you for your attention. I am Benjamin. As you can feel, I come with many powerful allies of love and light, high vibration and benevolent intent. Because your host has chosen to participate in this ceremony, I now have the right to do the following. I want to put you on notice, dark beings, that a song is soon going to start whose function is to transmute beings such as yourself into high vibration beings of love and light. And if you would like that to happen, please hang around and the song will take care of that for you. However, You may prefer to stay as you are at your current vibrational level, and that's a fair choice. If you do choose that, then I'm going to give you an opportunity to guarantee your safety at that vibrational level. And to help me out, Archangel Michael is now going to come forward. Archangel Michael, please come. Thank you, brother. Archangel Michael, please now open one-way exit-only portals to the home vibrations of these dark beings. Thank you. The portals are open. So dark beings, please notice that there is now a portal in existence near you that goes back home. I know many of you got trapped here against your will and would much rather go home. In fact, I see some leaving now. So if you wish to go home, this is your free ride home. There is no trickery or deceit. Please feel the vibration of my voice. If I were being deceitful, you would feel it. What will happen if you go through that portal is you will go directly home and you will arrive exactly as you are and you get to hang out with your buddies back there. And Archangel Michael will ensure that you will transit smoothly and wonderfully. This is the only way to absolutely guarantee that you will not be transmuted to a being of love and light. So that's the deal. You have the free will choice, dark being. You can go through a portal back home and guarantee your safety and get back home easily. If you stay here in a little while, the song of transmutation will start, and then the divine allies and I will do everything in our power to transmute you to a being of love and light. So I'm going to play some chimes while those beings of lower vibration and malevolent intent go home who wish to. And then when all the beings have gone through who are going to, then we'll start the song. So I encourage you to go through the portal, dark being, if you wish to guarantee your safety. So those dark beings who want to take my offer, please transit now. You humans, just relax, rest in the energy awareness, and you may well feel the exodus of dark beings into the portals, lightening you up. And dark beings, as you may have just witnessed, any of you who try to come into me, you'll be instantly transmuted to love and light. So that's not a great choice unless that's what you want. Please go through a portal if you'd like to go home. Otherwise, stay put. Coming into me will not give you the outcome you're wanting. Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of dark beings leaving through the portals now. Yay. Everybody wins. You humans, just relax, just feel the energy moving. We want to give these dark beings all the time they need to exit voluntarily. Hey, beings of darkness, the queue is getting shorter, so we will soon end this opportunity for going through the portal before the song begins. So if you're a dark being and you haven't made up your mind, this would be a good time to go if you're going to go. Okay, dark beings, last call for the portals before we start the song. Again, the song we're about to do is a song of transmutation. All dark beings remaining in or around a host are now going to be transmuted to beings of love and light if the allies and I have anything to say about it. So you have fair warning. You've chosen not to go through. However, you will have an opportunity to go through during the song because we are going to leave the portals back home, these one-way exit-only portals open for any dark beings who want to leave during the song. So dark beings, you may have thought, well, I can hold out and keep my current form even despite the song. If it turns out you're wrong and you can see that you're getting transmuted, feel free to duck through a portal. However, once the song ends, the portals will definitely close for good during the session, and your opportunity to go home will disappear. So we'll start the song in just a moment. Dark beings, thank you for your attention. Human hosts, just relax, rest in passive breath awareness. You've already called healing invocation, so it's still working. So just continue resting in energetic awareness of whatever's happening. Or if you cannot feel that, just rest in passive breath awareness.
Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go. Out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light as the light pours in 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 as the light pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. As the light pours in, as the light pours in. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light as the light pours in as the light. Pours in as the light 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 pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. Oh, be transmuted to love and light as the light pours in. As the light pours in, 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 as the light pours in.
Okay, that's enough healing energy for one round. So the portals have closed, and I'm now addressing the humans. So humans, just take a moment to feel how you feel. And now our invitation is to do another invocation to merge with your higher self at its level. So repeat after me if you wish, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, please make me one with my higher self at its level to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Release the words and just relax and let go. Just feel the energy. If you can, if you cannot feel the energy, just rest in breath awareness. Letting everything run itself. Resting at zero effort, if that's enough effort to feel what's going on. Or using the least amount of effort needed to perceive what's happening. Let your ego be passive. Let the divine bring you up to it. actually, what I'd actually like you to do is become aware of the feeling of peacefulness in your body. Whether that's a little or a lot, just notice, where do you feel peaceful? And gently rest your attention right there. Doing that will naturally draw you up to this really amazing peacefulness of your higher self. So just rest in the awareness of peacefulness. There you go. Yeah. Notice how just paying attention to the peacefulness as it is has the effect of making it stronger automatically. Yeah. So some of us were already moving into union with our higher selves at its level. And when you do that, you perceive yourself as pure energy, very peaceful, very blissful. There's no particular form or shape. You're just a big field of peaceful energy. And just rest in that. Just be the peacefulness. You may just feel your unique individual peacefulness. You may feel an easy merging with others who are in this process on this call or this event, and that's fine too. Just rest in whatever peacefulness you experience. Make it as easy as possible. Just, if zero effort gets you into the peacefulness, then stay at zero. Otherwise, just use the least effort to be aware of that peaceful energy. So great. Many of us have merged with our higher selves. Just rest as that being of pure energy, effortless peacefulness. In this part of you, there's no mental chatter, there's no challenging emotion. It's just peaceful and it's just automatic. So just rest in that field of being. Now I can feel the higher self wanting to merge with the human self. So now we'll use the embodied awakening shortcut. Please repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Just rest attention in the feeling of energy in the physical body. And relax and let your higher self easily come down and merge with your human physical self. Relax as this beautiful divine energy comes in the crown chakra and permeates every cell of your body. Saturate your DNA. Raises your vibration. Just relax and allow it all to happen. When you're in embodied awakening, you'll be fully present in your human self, and there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It'll be peaceful, and all this will happen with no effort and will simply hold itself. We'll leave just a moment longer to allow any who are not yet in embodied awakening a chance to get there more fully. And it's awesome if you can get all the way in, but even if you just get partially toward that, it's better than not getting partially there. There are shades of gray toward awakening. Let's see if you can let go and let it happen all the way. Okay, there. So feel your current state. If you're in embodied awakening, again, the experience will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless there in your body. So just feel whatever you're feeling, whether it's that or something else. And if you're in embodied awakening and you like it, and you would like to have this be your new normal, remembering that you can actually be more functional, more responsible, more productive, and enjoy it more in this state. I'm not aware of any downsides to embodied awakening. And you'd like this to be more persistent, repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my higher self. From now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in the physical world, let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and relax into just feeling the energy. And rest in that awareness. I'm once again going to step away physically for a moment, but my consciousness will remain fully in the sacred space here. Let's rest a moment longer in this deep embodied peacefulness. Feel yourself as a being of light, fully integrated with your human body. We'll take just a moment longer to let it integrate. Nice. So you may notice right now that your body feels more like energy than solid form. That's always a good sign that you've had an uptick of awakening. All right, beautiful. So if you're not already familiar with how to maintain embodied awakening on a daily basis, this is a members-only event, so be sure to check out the Invocation Masterclass within the membership. It's inside the membership area. And the first six parts are about how to call in your embodied awakening and your healing. And part six specifically addresses how to maintain all this on a daily basis. And the other 10 parts are going deeper into various aspects of invocation work. So please refer to that if you're not already familiar with how to maintain this on a daily basis, if you choose to do that. So now we're going to end the formal energetic work, and then we'll segue into feedback and Q&A and stuff. So we'll close out the formal ceremonial part. But first, they're asking that we offer this good energy for the benefit of all beings. So repeat after me. May this good energy now radiate out for the highest good of all beings. So be it. Now you humans just relax and be, and the divine allies are taken care of. We're spreading this good energy out for the benefit of all beings. You don't lose anything. You're among the all beings it's going to. But it's nice to share when we've developed such a sweet energetic field. It's nice to spread it around. And the allies are doing that for us right now. Okay. Pachamama, Mama Nakia. Wirakocha Inti. Thank you, Alice, for this beautiful shamanic awakening ceremony. Thank you for helping us heal and awaken. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, please remain with them for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Okay, the ceremonial container is closed. And we're going to open it up for feedback. Give me a sec here. All right, unmuting is now permitted for anyone who wants to do that. You're welcome to unmute and speak live. Or if you prefer, you can type in the chat window if you would like to share something. And sometimes after an event this intense, it takes a moment for people to start chiming in. That's fine. There's still plenty of sweet energy, even though we formally close. So just rest in that nice energy until someone chooses to share something with us. As always, I'll read out whatever is in the chat window. So, Viorica typed, I was choking at the end and feeling cold. And I would love to know, Viorica, how you're feeling right now. I am better now. Good. Yeah, in an intense healing process like this, all sorts of interesting and sometimes challenging phenomena can come up. Choking might have indicated that some blockage in the throat chakra was being cleared. Extremes of cold and hot are not uncommon when you're doing intense shamanic work. So that's all par for the course. K-types, thank you, Benjamin, for this beautiful session. Feeling very grateful. Thank you, Kay. Nikki typed, woohoo! Thank you, Nikki. That was quite a ride, wasn't it? The energy is still awfully strong, isn't it? Very nice. So we can just, you know, while we're waiting for people to give feedback, you can just feel how sweet the energy is in the field. It's really lovely. Brandy typed powerful healing experience. Thank you. You're welcome. And someone identified as iPhone typed, first, thank you. Second, after we closed, a dark being or something entered my eyes. So let me know if that being is still there. Apparently it is. Okay. So if you've got a dark being messing with you, I invite now anyone who's interested in hearing this can hold space for this person. Again, only identified as iPhone, so I don't know their actual name. So put your attention where you feel the dark being. And then say a maximum healing that serves highest good, please. And then hold your attention where you feel the dark being. That will show the divine where you want the healing energy to go. The divine light will come in and either flush that thing out of you or will transmute it to love and light. So please hold attention there where that dark being is. Name is Jessa. So thank you, Jessa. So I suggest you try this out. And just let the divine either clear this away or transmute it to love and light and integrate its transformed energy in a way that helps you. And I'm being told this being was already inside you and it's just making itself known. She's working on it. Okay, cool. So while Jess is working with that, anyone else who's welcome to type something or unmute themselves and speak.
Hi. Excuse me, Benjamin. It's Brenda.
Hey, Brenda.
Hi. There, I got my camera on. This is, oh my goodness, this is like one of the deeper ones I've been on yet. I felt instantly just eloped in really good high energy, deep energy. But then it has such a maturity about it. It's different. It's like a different energy tonight. Like, it's hard for me to explain, but it's all I could say. It's mature and very ancestral, you know, like very goes deep. And I don't mean like a negative attachment. I just mean just like an all-knowing, you know. Very, very powerful. And I feel such an honor to be here. This is, oh my goodness, this is something really special, and I am just so grateful to be here. I thank you.
Wow, thank you. That's really kind of you to say that. Thank you, Brandy.
Okay.
I'm glad you had a positive experience. All right. We've also got someone who typed something a moment ago. It's the person identifying as Good Day Mama. She types, I was really not well for days, and thank you because I feel so much better. Thank you so much. Awesome. I'm glad you're feeling better. Yay. Any other feedback? Yeah, I'm feeling that we'll be ending soon. So last call for questions and comments. Okay. So looks like that's it for tonight. Thank you all so much for being willing to do this really intense process. And I hope you got some really strong clearing. And the person who had the entity messing with him, let me know if, Jessa, if that doesn't clear for you. And let me just feel what follow-up might be good on that. Yeah, what I'm being told, Jessa, is if what I suggested doesn't clear, call on Archangel Michael and ask it specifically to clear that entity from your field, and he should totally be able to handle that. So he'll be happy to come in and help you if necessary. She's typing, still not cleared. Okay. Yeah, call Archangel Michael, ask him to eject it from your field, and that should take care of it. Okay. Okay, so we are complete. Thank you all so much for your good work tonight. So grateful to all of you, whether you've been live or on the recording. And I wish you infinite blessings. Thanks again for being here, and good night, everyone.